I'm Chick McGee, and we are off the air. Oh, now this is new music. I like this. I'm a sucker for jangling guitars. There's no doubt about it. Jason, do we know who this is?
This was submitted by Stephen Schaffner.
You don't sound very sure. That's it?
Yes.
I want to hear it again. I definitely want to hear it again. Can we hear it again?
Right now?
Well, is it? I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. New intro music submitted by Stephen
Schaffner.
Schaffner.
Like Shatner, but with S.
See, I'm used to words. Nigel and the Nightcats, they had words.
But we didn't want words.
We didn't want words. At one point, we didn't want words. Hi, welcome to podcast number 4, if you're keeping track. Off the air with Chick McGee, that's Jason, the producer. And I'm Chick. And boy, that is abrupt, isn't it? Wow, that is really uncomfortably just kind of stops there. Okay. Chick McGee at chickmcgee.com if you'd like to email us about the podcast or have any questions for our guests. Our guest today is Chad Daniels, comedian in quotes. He'll be along in a moment. But first, let's check in with the email. I just listened to podcast number 2. Oh, that was the one with my girlfriend, Jess. Mm-hmm. We talked about the house and the home life and what it's like to live with a Chick McGee. I just listened to podcast number 2. Thought it was very enjoyable. Jess was great. I also believe she should be your co-host. Oh, I don't know about that.
How does she feel about that?
Yeah, she's all over it. She had a great time and wants to come back as soon as...
Good.
Unbelievable. I look forward to hearing more. I've created a monster, I think. Also, Chick, thanks for all the enjoyable years. We hope there are many more. See, this is what you probably don't want to know this about me, but when I read a sentence like that, thanks for all the enjoyable years. Hope there are many more. I think he knows something I don't, and I'm not going to be around much longer. I've been let go, is what I think.
Maybe he just doubts.
Everything is a left-handed compliment to me, right. You know that.
I know.
Dear Chick, longtime listener to your other show. That's nice. I'm a big fan of the new show. Like the first episode, love the second. Maybe you should send your girlfriend a bigger staff show. He's looking for a co-host. I'm not entirely familiar with that name.
He has a show?
Bigger Staff has a podcast, yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, buddy.
You believe him? On the other show, that's what we're calling it now, there have been numerous times where you guys will say a punchline or make a reference to a classic joke, yet I've never heard the joke. It would be nice to have a segment where you say the joke in its entirety. Otherwise, keep up the great work and can't wait for more podcasts. Oh, well, I can't think of any dirty jokes right off.
You only know the punchlines anyway.
Yeah, and the one I do remember, I'm kind of uncomfortable going through with the whole punchline. What smells worse than an anchovy? An anchovy's, it's the C word, and I can't even say it on the podcast.
Okay.
See? Yeah. One more email. Just finished listening to the first 2 Off the Air podcasts. Love them. Can't wait for the next one. And the one after that. Okay, fine. Please tell Jess that not only is she lovely, but also that she has a wonderful voice. Really enjoyed episode 2. It sounds like, he's hitting on my girlfriend's. Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome that she was the first one to drop the F-bomb. I said fuck in the first podcast. I want that. Remember, that was the only word it was the only cuss word we used.
Maybe in episode 2.
She was the first one. Yeah. Oh, okay.
She got it rolling.
Okay. Hearing the real Chick, in quotes, and Jess is great. I know on the other show you play a certain character to some degree. That's not true. Actually, I am. Kind of an idiot. Hi, it's guest time, Jason, our producer. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Daniels, comedian. Hi, Chad.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes.
Are you going to use that voice the whole time?
Well, maybe.
Chad is a comedian. He's out on the road. He's, I don't see you a lot, but... Not a ton, but I see you when you come through, and here you are now.
Sure. I think when we do see each other, we're very friendly to one another.
We seem to get along.
We don't talk about vacationing with our families or anything, but...
No, that's true.
We just
hang out, have a good time. We've tried to have dinner on several occasions.
Sure.
That has not worked out yet, but it's going to be incredible once it happens.
Yeah. Now, I can't remember who keeps bailing.
I... Yeah, it's my fault. I don't have any really concept of my schedule or where I'm supposed to be unless until like a half hour before something happens. So
I get it.
So what are you doing? What have you been up to? I've been on ChadDaniels.com. It's riveting, first of all.
Yeah.
Did you do
lots of good stuff.
Did you do the... Is that your rendering of you in the canoe, or is that...
That is not. That was a gentleman named Reed Failer.
Yeah?
Went to Xavier in Cincinnati. I met him there when I was playing Go Bananas, and now he lives in New York City, and he's a fantastic artist and a very funny comedian.
He's both. He does all sorts of stuff.
He's a very talented young man.
And is that... Was that something that he came up with, or you suggested...
Well, I requested it. I have a bit about a canoe trip with my family.
Now, when you say bit...
Do I mean story where I hate my family? Yes, I do. And I asked him if he would draw something, and that's what he did, and I thought it was great, and I thought it looks very...
it is very, yeah.
Very harvest, if
kind
you will.
Kind of a harvesty, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. So that album, that's the cover to my new album, You're the Best, which came out June 19th. Yes, I'm plugging it.
Mm-hmm.
Also have a special on comedypower.com that is absolutely free. It's called As Is.
Did you say absolutely free?
Absolutely free. It's right. Streaming, so you can go to Comedy Power and watch that.
Perfect. And who is this lady modeling your T-shirts?
That is my grandmother.
Is it?
Yes.
That's Grandma Daniels?
Grandma Ward.
Grandma Ward.
Yes, she is...
the matriarch, if you will.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She is 83. And that's when every email I've ever gotten that comes in, like, oh, you think old people cause global warming? Well, you know, you have a responsibility, mister. You're like Spider-Man. With power comes responsibility. It's like, shut your mouth already.
Yeah.
Because guess who's modeling those T-shirts?
That's your grandmother.
My old Powder Puff grandmother.
She is, this is ChadDaniels.com, of course, I'm looking at. And she is, without a doubt, the quintessential grandmother.
Yeah.
She's coming at you with cookies and...
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Molasses cookies.
Mmm.
Sugar frosting and sprinkles.
Now, do you still live close to your grandmother?
I do. I live an hour away.
Up there in Minnesota?
And I see her quite a bit, yeah. Huh.
So how did the photo shoot go down?
I just asked her one Christmas. I said, hey, you know, it'd be great if you modeled these shirts. She looked at them, looked at me and goes, yeah, all right.
I mean, she's it's almost cheesecake in this one shot is what I'm
saying.
She's
terrific.
She's got her hand behind her head.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are very...
come hither.
What's the fashion shoot where they all the ladies go to? You know what I'm talking about? That they used to be in malls. And all the older
women. Glamour shots.
It's very glamour shots from the 40s, though, because she's doing the Mae West and
under the chin. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Just like in my graduation photo 100 years ago.
And you have all your merchandise here, your CDs, like You're the Best, and the one before that, my favorite, Too Busy Being Awesome.
That's right.
Daniels.
That's right.
And then you have your Chad Daniels 34. That's at Chad Daniels 34 on Twitter.
Correct.
Recent tweet. I'll just throw this out there for you Twitter people. It would suck to be in an Olympic event where you started, then they went to a commercial, and when they came back, you were still going. That would.
I was watching the 500 meter, mm-hmm. or five, excuse me, 5,000 meter 5, race.
5,000 meter, yeah.
They were running as fast as they could. Then they did a full commercial break and came back, and those assholes were still running. It's like, why are you still running?
That is a long way to go for...
It's not like a TV timeout in football where they stop and get some Gatorade. They just ran the whole time they were at commercial.
While you were sitting there watching the commercials, they were...
Yeah, on the couch. They were sprinting.
They were sprinting as hard as they could, and you... Well, we all were not, actually. Yeah.
13 minutes.
Wow.
It takes them to run 5,000. Yeah, that's 3.2 miles. 13 minutes.
I'm not up on my meters. And
they also do the 10,000, which is twice as long. So how many commercial breaks you get in on that?
I have no idea, but I'd vomit.
Yeah, it'd be too bad. I'm getting queasy thinking about it. The one question that we do have for you, and it comes up quite often, Chad,
okay,
is, I know it's kind of a sensitive spot, but it's your tattoo.
Sure.
And... just go over it again. You actually do have a tattoo of...
On my left shoulder,
mm-hmm.
Chester Cheetah, wearing a Herschel Walker jersey when he played with the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's very intricate. I don't know if it could get any more involved or any more obscure. Because everyone remembers Herschel Walker with the Cowboys.
Sure.
Being traded to the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
But then very few of us remember he was then traded to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. And the Giants.
And then to the... Did he end at the Giants?
Yes.
I did not know that he ended with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But he was certainly your favorite football player ever, right?
I think so. I think anybody that can be tricked into not winning two Heisman trophies by a USFL owner, team owner...
Donald Trump.
...is amazing.
Just say it. Trump did it. It's Trump's fault.
He made him sign a contract that said if he decided to go into the USFL, he would play with, I think it was New York, and then the collegiate powers that be said, oh, that's still signing a contract with... you know, making a move towards the pros so you can't play college anymore.
Can't play ever. What would you have done?
So how did he not get the Heisman Trophy?
Well, he couldn't
play
in college.
He won it in his junior year, and
because of the...
I feel like he would have won it his senior year, but that's... I'm a huge fan. I mean, 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 sit-ups a day, what are you going to do? Just win Heisman.
Is that what he does? Did he say that's what he did, or did they have...
That's what he did.
That's what he did.
Mm-hmm. I believe him.
Pretty impressive.
Have you ever had the opportunity to meet him?
I have not.
Close?
Not even close.
Well,
not
Chad,
even...
we've got a surprise for you.
What? Whoa!
Gary,
what?
Herschel!
Amazing.
Boy, that'd be crazy, wouldn't
that'd
it?
That'd be pretty cool.
So
He looked at the window again.
Is this happening or what?
Where is he? Come on. Don't.
Mother of pearl.
What do you you're a big NFL fan? What do you do?
I mean, I like it. I just started playing fantasy football this last year.
Oh, that's a dead end, Chad. You got to get out of that.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
It's fun. And then after the season.
So you don't have a favorite team then?
Well, the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings, which is pretty tough.
How far do you live from the... Now, those are Twin Cities, right?
Yep.
Minneapolis, St. Paul?
St. Paul, yep.
Mm-hmm. How far is Fergus?
3 hours.
No kidding. Is that where you fly in?
Northwest.
You fly in and out of there?
Well, yeah, most of the time. Sometimes I get a cheap flight out of Fargo, North Dakota, which is an hour away.
Man.
But then I always miss my connector in Minneapolis because it takes 2 hours to de-ice the wings.
Now you say always? That doesn't seem like a good
flight.
I'd
say 80% of the time. Because we'll get out to the runway and they're like, we're going to have to go back and de-ice these wings again.
Like it's a surprise.
Yeah, and
we have to de-ice.
Everybody's pissed off. They're like, oh, why can't we just go? Yeah, let's trust you. let's trust the lady flying in sweatpants to make the call.
She's in a hurry. Let's hit it.
Are you fucking kidding me? We're going to let you decide when we get to Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So do you live in Fergus Falls because you like it there, or is it a combination of you and your wife like it there, or you want to raise your kids there? Or?
I got home from a long road trip. I was gone for like 18 days or something, and I got home, and my wife just looked disheveled. She looked furious with me, and mm-hmm. I was like, you know what, why don't we see, there's a community college in Fergus Falls, and I said, why don't we go ahead and see if there's anything there for you? She's a genetics professor, and she taught at a private school at the time an hour south of Minneapolis.
Okay, so you were much closer to Minneapolis than you...
Right.
During this altercation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said...
I don't want to say altercation. It could discuss.
Yeah, she was just... I mean, it was one of those things where she wasn't mad at me, but mm-hmm. She literally looked wiped out. So
and
I said,
she wanted to cheat, wanted to teach. she wanted to go teach.
She wanted
college.
To teach. And she wanted to cheat on you.
I didn't say cheat.
Let's replay the tape.
Okay. Well, okay.
Actually... So I said, why don't you check the website? And she goes on the website, and it's basically her resume without her name on it.
Okay.
So it was perfect. And we both grew up in Fergus Falls. Her parents still live there. My mom still lives there.
Okay.
Ta-da, perfect. We
couldn't
get home.
Nothing could go wrong.
Right. And I always thought moving back home meant you had, you know, your tail was between your legs and stuff like that. But it's been great. You know, I have a lot of friends from high school there, and my mom still lives there. So my grandma lives an hour away.
But friends from high school, seriously, they could be a little trying. Well,
my wife wanted to cheat. What are you going to do?
How is the house hunting process? You know, because you know the neighborhoods, you know who lives where, trying to avoid things.
You know, it's interesting. We went online. The house we bought, we did not know this area existed. We both grew up, born and raised,
yeah.
Had no clue this place existed. And it was it's 3 miles out of town. It's on a river. It's tucked way back away from the highway. So
Upper Fergus?
Like upper rich neighborhood.
Yeah, you know,
no,
like, what, really nice Fergus or
mm-mm.
Rural
dirt road, rural.
Sounds like a trailer compound to get there.
You got a compound?
It's nice, 2 acres, and on a. It's a murky river. You can't swim in it, but you can canoe.
You don't.
We're not going to go there. But
yeah, you did. Go to his website, ChadDaniels.com. He has an artist rendering of Chad canoeing. Or notice actually,
I'm
standing
the only
on
one
the
there
bank.
Because my family has been murdered.
What do you do when you're on the road? I mean, you do a show, but do you hang out with the other comedians? Or you
I do.
Stick
I mean,
to
it
yourself?
Depends.
Or?
It depends. You know, you got to get a personality that's in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. Someone you get along with.
Yeah, but most, you know, I don't know what the blood type situation is, but there's one blood type that can donate to everybody. Uh-huh. I feel like I'm kind of that in the personality range. But there are some.
You can get along with almost anybody.
Right. And there are some people that can get along with only
right.
their blood type. I mean, obviously, that's but their personality type. And and I've met some of those guys. But for the most part, yeah, hang out, go to movies, try to get work done.
Now, when you say work, just writing? How
yeah.
disciplined are you about sitting
writing,
down and writing?
3 hours a day in the morning. I always listen to the show from the night before. To get the new stuff that came off the top of my head.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to be able to put out a new free special like every, I mean, I can't do Louis style every 8 months, but I'd like to do it every year and a half. I think it'd be good.
Hmm.
Because now that special's out, people watch it, then they come to the show and they're like, we just watched this on the internet, sir. Is there any way you could do
go
some
back
new
up
material?
And do like, you know, 40?
Yeah.
We'll get some cheese sticks if that'd be all right. That'd be cool, right?
I sell the shit out of cheese sticks, man.
Well, yeah, I'm fairly surprised. I mean, Kostaki, I talked to him, and he the only thing that got him to any sort of discipline regimen of writing was contributing weekly to the other show, and
sure,
and he's trying to get a segment started on sports on some other radio shows, and I think he's trying to do a blog, but that seems fairly disciplined in what some most I think most people would think was an undisciplined, fun type of profession.
Sure. Yeah. I try to get, I mean, I can't sleep very well in hotels, so I get up, grab some coffee, go for a walk for a half hour, get the bloods going.
Mm-hmm.
The bloods?
The bloods.
And the crips.
And the crips. They're all there.
We're all just hanging out, writing, trying to get along.
Making sure we're wearing the right color.
I wear purple.
Nice.
Let them know I do not have an affiliation.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, then I get up and write, and then I try to write some monologue jokes in case anybody comes knocking at the door.
At the hotel wanting...
Yeah, excuse me. Housekeeping. Also, we missed Conan last night.
What's the deal?
Do you have any current event material?
Wow. Okay. So how many weekends a year are you on the... on the road.
I don't know. That's I'd say I just guess 35.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. That's
but,
why I'm sitting.
But here. Sometimes I'll do a college on a Wednesday night, and that's the only thing for the week. And
oh, okay.
I count that as a weekend.
Yeah.
So
sure. There you go.
Why not?
Are you from an academic background? Like I would. I'm assuming your wife is. I mean, she is a giant brain. What does
I
she do?
Know.
A molecular robot engineer? What
yeah,
does she do?
Molecular genetics.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's
I don't even
pretty
know.
Smart. But she teaches at a community college, so it's like, come on, lady. Did you need it? Are we still paying student loans so you can teach a bunch of bozos?
She throws it around, but you bring her down to earth every now and then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you study in? Or did you go? Did you even
fun.
Go? Did you even go
I
to college?
Fun. I did. I went to actually. 3 years.
I thought you were going to say Akron. I don't know. But you said actually. Go ahead.
3 years at the community college where my wife teaches. I went there.
You went there?
Yep. Do not have enough credits to be considered a sophomore.
Yep. In 3 years?
Which is pretty interesting when I have to go to functions with her, you know, her colleagues. They're like, oh, I remember you. You never came to class. You never took anything serious.
Does that really happen? Like mm-hmm. at all the... Or they don't have mixers. They have like...
Not all of them, but I go to functions. They mm-hmm. have one thing at the college. It's called like Around the World in 80 Rooms or whatever, but you can go to all these different countries. Yeah, all these different countries you can...
This is at a community college in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Go ahead. Around
the drink of the country,
uh-huh.
some food.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to learn, but we just get the food.
Right.
That's it. We walk around and...
I mean, there's not a quiz at the end of it?
Oh, I don't know. I never stay that long.
Uh-huh.
There might be.
Is this like a suit and tie thing or
uh-huh.
a business casual?
No. No, this is a
cargo shorts and
yep,
a tank top?
Yeah.
Really?
Big time.
Chad, I don't think you're being genuine.
I'm being very genuine. My shirt is off, for Christ's sake.
And you've got, what, two kids? How old are they now?
13. My son just turned 13.
That's dangerous. The
teenager. Yeah, he's a good kid.
He is?
Yeah.
You can tell. You can tell when they're, you can tell bad kids from good kids, and he's a good kid.
He is a good kid. He seems, he bugs the hell out of his sister, mm-hmm. but I think that's normal.
And how old
She's
is she?
Eight.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect bugging age.
Yeah. We space them out that far because even if he flunks one grade, she still won't be in high school when he is. So we gave him that 1 year to fail because I don't want any sort of sleepovers at my house that end in sexual intercourse.
All right.
I think that's a fair rule.
So this was preconception discussion.
This is Operation I'm Not Raising Grandbabies. Because I just won't do it.
Right.
Okay.
Grandbaby in the basement.
Mm-mm.
Won't do it, huh?
No, I had two. That's it.
No more? That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
So what's the son? Is he
shown any sort of...
Is he going to be another, you know, is he a little Chad?
What are you, a
totally
comedian?
Different?
Well,
have
no,
you said
he's,
that?
His sense of humor, how did I put it before? Suck shit? This is what I thought, right? Because when he was growing up, when he was around 8, 9, 10,
right.
His, like, knock, knock, who's there? Computer. Computer who? Computer and a keyboard and stuff. You're like, all right, I don't think you get how this goes.
Okay, it should be, yeah.
But then I saw him in a play, and this play was not great. And his comedic sensibility in this play, I was in awe. He made every line funny, and I truly, truly believe, besides the lead actor, who was very good,
mm-hmm.
Isaac saved the play.
Really?
Because people were laughing and like, oh, that wasn't even supposed to be funny, and this kid is really killing it. And when we got done, I couldn't believe it because I was like, your knock-knock jokes are so bad.
But
maybe he was just playing dead. I don't know.
Maybe he just needs a script.
I don't know what it was, but I asked the guy, I go, hey, did you help him with these lines? He goes, no, I thought you did. I go, nope, this is great.
They said the same thing about Fred Grandy when he was a kid, I think.
Really?
They said, wow, he's, you can really, not much of a knock-knock joke teller.
Flip a line, that guy.
So the girl.
Yeah.
What's the girl doing?
She's a gymnast. She is a spaz. She is a look at me, look at me, look at me. Just swimming recently. My wife had been watching her for a half hour. Then my wife decided to read a book. And my daughter said, why aren't you watching him anymore? Because I'm ugly?
Does this really happen?
This happens at my home.
All the time?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not the best. But she's very entertaining, and she has a great personality. And but she did come home from kindergarten. Maybe I've mentioned this before, but came home from kindergarten, not when she was eight. That'd be the worst ever. But I go, hey, how was your first day of school? And she goes, well, only two boys in my class were handsome. I was like, all right, slut. We may have a problem.
Where does this come from? Is there Cosmo magazines lying around the house?
No, we're pretty,
Do you have the protection on the adult controls on the TV?
Yeah, on the computer.
Yeah.
I don't even have Men's Health in my home. Well, I mean, that's just because I don't like to exercise, but.
Yeah.
So you were worried about the boy, Isaac. As far as you didn't want to raise grandbabies, but it sounds like it's the girl you need to worry about.
Well, I need, and you know, sluts have slutty friends.
Yeah.
So that's when all of a sudden now they get to Isaac. He's no longer in school plays.
Uh-huh. And he's been working for 2 years at the community college. Oh,
great.
And the next thing you know.
Sometimes I think about, I mean, my life has turned out ridiculously well for how I played it in my 20s. I mean, I should be dead or in jail or just not have anything. It worries me a little bit that he's going to make all the decisions
your
I made.
Your sensibilities?
And he's going to take the other road and see me like, oh boy, here we go.
So what did you just kind of, well, we know 3 years of community college and you could have been a sophomore, so...
I did a lot of
what was the goal there? Were you going to be an architect or an electrical engineer?
Honestly, I just wanted to do it with girls. Truly, that was...
You wanted to go get laid?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
And you went to school with your wife, though, right?
I did not. I went to high school with her.
High school.
She was off at private colleges.
Oh.
Doing learning.
La-dee-da.
Yeah. And I was just hanging out with, like, farmers' daughters at the community college.
That's not true.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, that's who goes there.
So did you have any part-time jobs during this point? Or
I had tons. I delivered flowers.
Uh-huh. Did you make any wisecracks when you were delivering the flowers?
Never did. Just a lot of smiles. Got a lot of tips.
Uh-huh.
In my younger years, used to be very pleasant. I woke up one day, it was Sunday, it was Mother's Day, mm-hmm. with about 14 messages on the answering machine. Where are you? You're supposed to be in here. I was so drunk. Let me tell you, when I walked downstairs, first of all, I was naked.
Mm-hmm.
I had, my car was parked on the wrong side of the road. The left front tire was up on the curb. I was about 6 inches away from a tree. My shoes were right by my open front door, then my pants, then my shirt, and right on top of the steps before I got in my underwear. Mm-hmm. So I was completely nude when I walked in the house, mm-hmm. and I got fired from that job for not showing up on Mother's Day. I've had I think I drank too much moments in my 20s. I've calmed it way down now, but...
But you still, from time to time, have a cocktail.
I like to go karaokeing and have a cocktail. Let me tell you the last two karaokeing stories
All right.
for you. Number one, and I can't go into much detail here, but the last time, the second to the last time, ended up in a lawsuit. That's number one.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
All right.
The last time I went, I...
So after the one that ended up in a lawsuit, you went karaokeing after that?
Yep, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go cash only. I'm not bringing any sort of identification.
That's right. That's the only way you should karaoke.
Right. Anyway. I don't get ID'd at the door anymore. I just flip my gray hair and they're like, all right, sweet. So I went in and I sang I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Great choice.
Felt like I was killing it.
Uh-huh.
And the lady who runs karaoke passed out and fell flat on her face and they had to call the ambulance.
Not from your performance, or it just was an
awful
coincidence?
I can only assume.
Sure.
But I said, you know what? This is it. I'm done. Mm. I'm done with karaoke. Both times, comedian Jeff Tate was with me.
Well, now, that might be more of an indication of what was going on than anything.
You want to get into some trouble? Hang out with a guy that wears a black t-shirt and a jean jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
That's Jeff. Yeah. And how long ago was the last time?
It was about
a week.
I would say about a week and a half ago.
you have the karaoke bug, I think.
Well, I like it. I mean, I took a year and a half off.
Really? Okay.
And then I went back, and I just thought, you know what? You cannot hold these pipes back. You are basically stealing from the world.
Is there any thought at all of incorporating that into your comedy show?
No, I mean, I have some opinionated bits.
No, I mean, actually performing,
no,
singing karaoke while you're part of your...
No, but this is one thing that I do. I have some opinionated bits that have to do with America's, some of their policies.
Mm-hmm.
And when no one laughs, I assume it's because they want to murder me and they've driven a truck to the show.
Okay.
So then, after they listen to all that stuff, I reward them by really belting out God Bless America.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I've had some people stand.
Really?
No.
No, not at all. So other than Jeff Tate, who do you hang out with that we might know?
Hang out with...
And how do you get out of the house with your wife?
Well, this is while I'm on the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So I hang out with David Huntsberger quite a bit, mm-hmm. Chell Bjorgen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Minneapolis comedians I hang out with.
There's a big time club there. People love it.
Acme?
Acme?
Yeah. That's where I filmed As Is. Available. I'm just kidding.
ChadDaniels.com.
Let's see. I just kind of hang out with lots of people. Tommy Jonigan.
He's a good friend of mine. I'm not sure that name. That's a little fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm kidding. You know that.
Good friend of mine until he has a baby and I never see him again.
Yeah, that he's all. You know, it's a girl. You know, it's a girl. Yeah. That's exactly what Tommy deserves.
Does the world know this?
I know it.
They do now.
Chad knows. I guess they do now.
Well,
he
does. His whole act is on that now.
Real?
I think so.
I have not seen
I'd say most of it is about that. Yeah, I think it's very, very out there.
Is the baby out in the world yet, or is she just
September 20th, okay. Maybe?
Gotcha.
Something like that.
Right. You, so you're not going to have any more kids?
I'm not. My wife got scooped.
She what?
Yeah, she, whatever the thing is.
Her tubes tied?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
A hysterectomy, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's a little more than tubes.
Yeah, that's a little more than tubes.
I think they took out, like, the tubes can't even get screwed up on this one. Because the baby be like, oh, I don't even have a room. Like when I got back from my third year of community college to my mom's. Can I live here? Sure. You can sleep on the treadmill up in your room.
Oh. Hmm. Do you have any friends at Fergus Falls that have been your friends since kindergarten?
Yeah.
That still hang out with them?
Absolutely.
Really?
I have friends. I golf with him almost every Monday. Obviously not this Monday. I'm not going to because I'm out of town. But Dave Thacker is his name.
The Whacker, Dave Thacker? Is that what they call him?
The Whacker. He gets called Whacker quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
We had a friend. We used to play basketball on Sunday nights, and one of our friend's dad named Keith just had the very funny northern Minnesota, like, hello, David! Like that kind of a, like, very excited to see you. So that's what I call him, even when we're supposed to be quiet, just immediately, hello, David! That one, yeah. But we golfed together. We were the left field crackers. We used to take fly balls in baseball practice with our pants down because it was right by the road. Get tons of honks. The coach like, listen, I've had some people telling me we got some buttholes showing out in left field. We need to keep that to a minimum.
We need to close up shop out there and left, okay?
So this is high school baseball?
High school baseball, yeah.
Okay.
Did you let her?
No.
No?
No. I got sick of not pitching.
That was the reason?
So, So Saturday, it was a Saturday, we were going to Bemidji, Minnesota for a doubleheader, and I decided to sleep in. I was like, forget it.
I'm not going to pitch. I'm not
sick of playing outfield. They're not going to let me pitch. Why bother waking up?
Did you have some heat? Were you a justifiable pitcher?
I feel like I could have pitched. However, I was scheduled that morning to pitch. And he didn't tell me.
And you didn't know it.
So I went in to let him know what the deal was. And he goes, oh, and he showed me the books that I was crossed out and everything. And I was like, well, I feel bad now.
Yeah.
But then I had the spring off, so it was nice.
Mm. So is that your go-to way to quit? You just sleep in and don't show up?
Yeah, the flower shop gig and now the baseball thing.
I feel like I'm being called a quitter.
No, not at all. You just didn't know what you wanted to do right away.
Yeah, you know, if it wasn't fun, I didn't do it. I had a very strict policy. And the campfire the night before Mother's Day was really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was fun.
We used to drink... We'd dump out half of a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew, and then we'd replace it with strawberry schnapps. And then we'd drink straight Bacardi Limon from the bottle and chase it with the Mountain Dew strawberry schnapps mix. I want to tell you right now, my mother has some pink stains on her gray carpet from those days.
Man, that makes my head hurt.
We'd walk in from the, you know, it's like, so it's winter. And you'd be cold, and you'd walk in, and the heat would hit you, and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, no, I'm warming up.
Now, did the Whacker do this?
Whacker never did.
Really?
Whacker, he was off, I don't know what he was doing. Where was he? He didn't go to college, but I know he did a lot of combining and stuff like that, but I don't know where he was.
Hmm.
I think he moved out of Fergus right away.
So is he a farmer?
No, there was you can make a lot of money doing combining work in the summertime for farmers. Let me tell you something. Farmers that complain, this is just my opinion, ChadDaniels.com. I already have a lawyer on retainer, so bring it. Farmers bitch and moan about like, oh, well, I mean, I don't get any subsidies, and what am I going to bankruptcy? Shut the fuck up. You guys play in these off-season card games. I was in a little town by Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were putting in 30 grand, like making $30,000 bets for a hand of poker. So don't give me that shit about, oh, but the subsidies, I don't even.
So there were people where you grew up that had their own combines but didn't have farms. And
they would just drive by. They didn't even have their own combines. The farmers had the combines. They would go and they would just combine all summer.
They would hire a driver.
12-hour days.
Really?
Every 7 days a week.
Well, of course, these are massive farms.
They'd make their summer money. That's how they'd, you know,
just driving the combine.
Pay for the rest of the year, yeah.
And the Whacker was the best, huh?
Whacker was one of the best. He was out there doing it.
Combine driver.
Yep.
So what are you doing at a poker game where they're playing $30,000 hands.
I got invited from a I started comedy in Minneapolis. Then I, 6 months into it, moved to Grand Forks. Met this guy who ran a bar, and he brought me one time. He's like, "You got to see this." So we just stood back, and I was like waiting for it to get out of hand.
But it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yeah. These old farmers that would just let... Well, there goes 50,000. It's like, what is Greg Warren doing here? Sorry, that just made me think that that's his voice. But he, yeah, they just lose the money, and it was they wouldn't care. It was unbelievable.
That's crazy.
So it didn't get heated, or
and never, know? I never saw it get heated. It was a fun picture a bunch of old dudes golfing for a penny a putt or whatever they do it.
Okay,
it's like that. They're just still all smiles at the end, eating popcorn together. Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy. That doesn't seem like that would be.
That doesn't seem right.
No.
It's real. Quit calling me a liar.
So you start comedy in Minneapolis.
Yes, correct.
And when did you know that, okay, this is going to be something I can. Was there a particular show, a particular
I'm
date?
Still not sure. But I sometimes, you know, I always go back and forth. But I don't know. I just always wanted to do it. And when I started moving up the ranks at Acme, you know, you start at 3 minutes every other week, then 3 minutes a week, then 5 minutes a week, and then 7 minutes a week. So when you get to 5 minutes, you're like, I'm probably famous already.
I'm probably. Got to go check my website. I'm sorry.
Website.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. Somebody said, we'd like to have you around for a couple more years.
And I'm starting to. So you've been through, how long have you been doing? Like, I don't want to guess because.
I started May of 1998.
So you've been through websites and
yeah,
like there weren't websites, there weren't no Twitter, no
I
Facebook.
I used to. No. It's funny because guys ask me like, "So what do I need to do to get into clubs?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Well, I don't know because it's a different time." I used to have two VCRs that I would tape. I had a master VHS tape that had my set on it. And I would tape it over to the other ones. And then I'd go to movie stores and I'd buy those plastic cases that they had too many of.
Mm-hmm.
I'd send them off to clubs. And that's how you used to do it. Now it's YouTube and who's going to bring you and whatever.
Check out my channel on YouTube or whatever they're going to say.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
I have no clue. I mean, I really do. I was right at the beginning of all that, but I didn't know how to do any of it.
Well, that's like this radio now. I mean, obviously this is, you know, this is where we're all headed, podcasting and downloading it when you want it, when you want it, and
listen to it on drives. When
no mornings, no afternoons, no evenings, and they're only. Yeah, when I started in radio in 1976, I mean there were 10 jobs in a small town, and now there aren't any.
Yeah,
and this is what you do. I don't know about radio now. I don't know about podcasting now.
I think some you hear about some radio stations that everybody's getting axed and you feel horrible. And then there's some that you hear about it and you're like, okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
I had some guys.
That's true.
I guess I was breathing too heavily into the microphone one morning. Maybe I do that and I'm just not aware of it. But.
No, we've had you on the air plenty of times.
What are you guys saying?
Let me tell you, we have had those guests. And you know who corrects those guests? Little Christy Lee will stand up. She comes over and adjusts the mic for them, and
that's really funny.
Smacks their hand. No, she doesn't smack their hand, but yeah, she gets up and moves the mic and goes and sits down.
That's terrific.
Yeah, you don't see that on the radio.
She's playing mother.
Yeah, she's
that's good.
Kind of the mother. Yeah.
I went in and it was Theo Vaughn, who is on Road Rules, who is now a comedian, and very funny. I mean, you think some of these guys come from reality TV, you're like, this guy's going to suck. He's just, going off his name. But he's worked really hard and deserves everything. We were in a radio station, and he was the feature, and I was the headliner. So it was one of those things like, he brings the people in, and I close the show. We're going to need somebody who can follow Theo with all these teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in, and they look at me, and I'm like, who are you? And I go, oh, my name's Chad. And I go, well, we didn't know you were going to be here. And I go, well, I drove. I came in a night early, so I'm going to do a little bit of radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they're laughing at each other like, we dressed up like women last night. Hey, we're live. We hope you love Nickelback's new album. We just got back dressed up like some ladies last night. Bobby, call him the Cougar, had on some lipstick, and it was great. Bobby. They're all like just laughing at each other's mm-hmm. nonsense.
Right.
So I get up there and I'm doing my jokes that always work on radio. There's just a couple, they just always work. And they were like, seems like you're breathing a little loud in the mic. Like not even giving me any laughter, right? So he goes, they're just killing me, right? Like, nah, I didn't really get that one. Just like sitting there. So they're doing this obviously because I told them I'm doing their show.
Right.
So I said, it's interesting that you guys have a show. And I just start just ripping on them and their general attitude and how unfunny their stupid fundraiser was from the night before.
Yeah.
And he puts his finger over the dump button. He goes, you see this? I can erase this whole thing. And I said, well, fucking do it. And he panics. Three guys reach across the table, hit the button at the same time. I'm laughing.
I'm laughing.
He goes, what do you think you're doing? I go, if you're going to, I call bluffs. If you're mm-hmm. going to tell me you're going to do something, mm-hmm. then I'm going to make you do it. And he got right in my face, and I go, ooh, interesting. And I took my headphones off. I was like, let's go. Let's go outside.
Let's do it.
Right
this
now.
Is on the air.
This is, well, no, I think they dumped.
They dumped, and
then they went to break right away.
So that point.
Because he had thrown his mm-hmm. headphones down mm-hmm. and came over to me, and I was like, ooh, because he was right in my face. And I was just laughing like, okay.
This right. is going to be
I've been beat up before.
Or never, I beat up a guy, but either
never
way.
For this. This yeah. is going to be fun. It'd be new archives.
Which brings up a moment in this studio.
What happened? No, I didn't hit
Am
anybody.
I right?
With
no,
me?
You didn't say anything.
Oh.
You were a witness to one of the biggest...
That's right. We had a bit one morning, and I think it might
oh,
have been
yeah.
the first or second... It was an early appearance.
Yeah, it was, I think, the second. The first time I was so nervous, I don't even remember being here. But the second time it was something about... I can't remember, but anyways, the F word goes over the air, and everybody panicked and went
yeah,
to the dump
we
button.
All lost
And
it.
I couldn't stop laughing, and I'm like, well, this is probably going to be my last time here, because I was laughing at you, because
yeah.
you
oh,
guys
yeah.
weren't laughing, so
oh,
it wasn't with
no.
you. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest.
And your face was
They're
red.
Syndicated all over the country. These fines are going to be astronomical. Like, I'm just in my
no
mind.
No one's going
like,
to recover from
crap.
This. Yeah.
No, it was, yeah. You know, our wonderful producer, Dean, for Bob and Tom,
yeah.
had failed to beep the F word on. It was some bit about Lehigh University. There's some guy, he talks like
he's talking like this.
He's talking like him. It was Mark, and he actually, usually the rule is we don't say the word. But Mark happened to say the word for Dean.
Okay.
You know, in the raw audio. And then Dean just missed it. And that's what we
or
played.
Or there's a process back there that goes on that you think you've edited something, and then
right.
when it comes out on the air, it's like, oh, that's not edited.
So
it could happen. It could happen. Yeah.
That is probably Dean's worst moment on the show when that happened. But they hit the button, and it was fine.
Yeah, it never really went out.
It never
that's
really
true,
went but. Out. But we actually did put that on an album with
it. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, the actual raw audio with the F word.
Really? That's uh-huh. on him?
Mm-hmm, sure is.
I got to get out more.
I thought you were talking about when I got aggressive in here one morning.
When did you get aggressive?
We had two comedians in here. I'm not going to go names. One was to the right of me, and one was to the left of me.
Mm-hmm.
And one had just, the one on the right had just written a blog about the one on the left.
Oh, okay. I got you. I know what happened. You were here that morning?
I was here that morning, and everyone was like, what are we going to do? This just happened. We book them. Oh. They're both going to be here. And I go, I'll sit in the middle.
Yeah,
I'll go happy to. And because the guy on the left who the blog was written about, when I worked with him early in my career, he goes, bring me back to the hotel. And I said, no. And he punched me in my sternum really hard, right? So my shoulders even collapsed inward. And I looked at him. I go, you know what? I'm going to give you that one. But if you ever touch me again, I'm not going to stop hitting you until you stop moving.
Ever.
So we're in here.
Right.
And we go to break, and immediately he's like, what the fuck did you write that about me for?
Oh.
And he goes, listen, this is just, I wrote it just mm-hmm. to, you know, just because this is what I believe. And the guy on the right who wrote the blog, he tells the truth. There's no doubt about it. There's no holds barred with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy on the left leans over and puts his hand on my hip. And I just grabbed his arm and took him by the throat. And I was like, listen to me for 1 second. I told you before, if you touched me ever again, I was going to punch you until you stopped moving.
Oh my gosh.
And then he goes, I don't even remember that. I go, was I drinking then? I go, well, I suppose.
Yeah, let's go back on that. Yeah, let's say you were drinking again.
Of course you were drinking. So he didn't remember. So he sat there and he barely two words for the rest of the show, which I felt bad about because he came here to do, you know, to promote a show. But yeah, it was great. Super fun. And the guy to the right was like, oh, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen in radio.
How are we going to get those names out there to find out, to tell who that was?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's a secret. People can go look and see what shows you were on, and they can find out when there was two guests. How many years ago, Chad?
I don't remember. I'll just say the guy to the right of me, his name was Doug, is Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy to the left of me, his last name is Fox.
That's all I'm saying.
But listen.
That's it.
I refuse to Stanhope this anymore.
Okay. I understand that. That's fine. Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. There you go. My goodness. Well, this has been fun, Chad.
Well, I'm glad to be in here and get to just talk.
I want to know about the. I want to know more about the Whacker.
The Whacker? What's the Whacker do for
Dave
a living?
Dave Thacker Whacker?
Yeah. You went to kindergarten with him.
Yes, correct. Well, yeah, he's a grade below me. But we came up together. We lived in the same neighborhood.
Did you say
played hockey
me?
Together?
You said below me. What did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a grade that blew me. A plus, by the way. We grew up playing hockey together, and my dad knew his dad and all that nonsense. And
so, was he pretty excited when was he the first guy you called? Hey, I'm moving back to town.
He was our realtor. So yeah, realtor. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he give you a break? 7%? Couldn't do it? I can't come off it. I'm sorry.
But it was good. You know, we wanted that to happen. So that worked out well. And his when we lived in Minneapolis, they lived in St. Paul. And our wives did not know each other. Now they're best friends.
Oh.
So when my wife and I got married, she was the maid of honor.
Well, that's a nice story.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I thought this was going to get
and
fun.
And Dave was just in the wedding.
Was I not...
not best man.
Mm-hmm. Who was best man?
My friend named Christian. Christian Everhard. Not a porn name. That's a real name.
If only he was Richard, huh? I assume that's
Dick Everhard.
Yeah, but Everhard's his last name. We had some fun.
Was he a high school buddy too?
No, when I lived in California, we both were extras in the movie Father's Day with Billy Crystal and Robin Williams.
You weren't in that.
Well, we were extras, but
we weren't in it. You were in the back.
And we kept moving to different sections, so we figured that's why we were in it. We had like a fight with a pizza box. We're like, well, if we hold it this way, we'll definitely know where we are. So we were trying to do that, and then we became just best friends. Had a lot of stuff in common. We both had a picture of John Gotti in our wallet. The Teflon Don. We both, let's see.
I totally believe that happened.
How does that come up?
Well, I was just showing pictures in my wallet, and he goes, that's John Gotti. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, shut up. Takes out his wallet, picture of John Gotti. We're like, we're probably going to be best friends.
We're best friends. You might be the only two guys in the world that have pictures of John Gotti in there.
I believe it.
Wallet.
And we both liked, we both go, all right, let's both pick out a six pack and then we'll like trade off beers. We both got Mickey grenades, those little Mickey grenades.
Oh, yeah,
that
sure.
Have the facts underneath the cap.
Mickey's mean green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we both, both love Rocky Balboa like he's a real person.
Do it, Rock. Do it.
Oh, man.
Go for it, Rock. That's what he yells.
Yeah. We went to the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts, or whatever it is called, but we went for the 25th anniversary of Rocky, and it was Talia Shire, Burt, you know, like all the people, Sylvester Stallone, Carl Weathers, they were all there on stage. We got to watch the movie and then ask them questions. Shut up. Spoiler alert, somebody had a boner.
He gets a boner at Rocky. I like that.
Big time. We walked Talia Shire to her car to make sure she didn't get bothered. I'm sure she was like, I'm about to get murdered. But she had a smile the whole time.
Funny, you were trying to keep her from getting bothered by bothering her. Yeah.
So do you get obviously he's still in California?
Yeah, I see him every time. He's come to every one of my, all three of my late night appearances, or four, I guess. But so he comes, he's like my guy in the green room.
Okay.
That's always there.
Okay.
I'd like to be that one time.
Well, you want to go to California.
You're guy in the green room.
I'll tell you when I'm going.
Why doesn't he come here when you're in the green room?
We
have a green room.
A little longer of a drive, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Oh, that's right. You're doing the shows in L.A.
Yeah.
Right, L.A.
I don't get to do the fancy shows in New York.
If like, you're listening.
Like Greg Warren.
God bless.
Well, with the singing of God Bless America, I think that means.
Should I cue it up or do you do it a cappella? What is it?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Our visit with,
we don't need to do this.
Our visit with Chad Daniels is just about over. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks for having me in.
You're more than welcome, and we'll.
Should we get a celebrity?
We'll hear you on the other show. What?
Should we get a celebrity not to have on the show from Chad?
Oh, yeah, we've been doing this sort of. So far, our list is...
One strong,
Bill Maher. We pledged to never have him on the show.
No.
Not necessarily, you don't necessarily have to have met him, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have never met a jerk. I would say...
Other than the guy who punched you in the chest, and obviously he can't be on the show anymore, so...
I would say the person that came up with the idea for the movie Tree of Life. Because... I was watching that last night and started bleeding from my left ear. I could not follow it. And it's not their fault. I'm sure it was very artsy and very terrific
now,
for some people, but
Terrence
I was like...
Terrence Malick directed that? Or
no clue.
No. Yeah.
I just know my wife was like, oh, Brad Pitt and Sean Penn, this is going to be great.
This has got to be good.
It was whispering. Some redhead started whispering. Brad Pitt was in an old... He looked like he was wearing those horn-rimmed glasses, like he was from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sean Penn lived in New York in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some dinosaurs at a river. And then the earth exploded. And then I was like, I don't... I've been watching the whole thing, and I could not figure it out.
Okay, ChadDaniels.com.
Perfect.
All things Chad, ChickMcGee.com. T-shirts coming soon, and be sure and email us for guests coming up. I don't know who guests we have coming up, but you'll be the first to know. Keep watching Twitter at ChickMcGee1, and Chad's Twitter is at ChadDaniels34. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks a lot.
Good night, everybody. This has been Chick McGee, Off the Air.